From the start of our grown-ass ladies' trip to Panama City Beach, a.k.a. the Redneck Riviera, Paige and I could see that Vicky was having a hard time. Days before, she dropped her eldest off at college and gotten a bad mammogram. Her follow-up biopsy was scheduled for the week after our reunion with two other childhood friends, and until then, all Vicky wanted to do was stay in her room, sleep late, sit on the condo balcony, sit on the beach, drink white wine out of a Chardonnay glass, or drink white wine out of a 1-liter sippy lid souvenir cup and catch up. Let me give you a little rundown of who we are now. Paige is a survivor. Vicky is a caregiver. Heather is religious. Ellen is such a feminist that when she married a man with her exact last name, she insisted they hyphenate. At least that's what I told my husband, who, having met Ellen, believed me and still calls them, and here I will substitute a generic last name for the sake of their anonymity, the Dodos. Me, I'm the funny one. My friends say that I have a special way of saying things, which means that when we're together, I revert to my adolescent ways of shock and, oh no, you didn't. No matter how old we get, we see each other like we first saw each other. Young. We forgive each other like we did when we were young. Easily. We lean into every story because no story is too long or too much, because we come together so rarely to share. We don't judge each other's baggage, and we don't pack light. Here's what we brought on our PCB trip. Tales of four husbands and a second husband. Tales of seven kids. Tales of aging parents and dead parents. Tales of jobs lost and husbands' jobs lost. Tales of injuries and surgeries and menopause and perimenopause. Tales of dreams shattered and second chances and second chapters. Anti-anxiety medications, red wine and white wine and vodka and gin. Drink mixers and powdered onion dip mix. Low-calorie TV dinners. Serving platter-sized sun hats. Long-sleeved swim shirts. Cover-ups that quilted together could shade a Jungle Cruise boat at Walt Disney World, foul language and flip-flops, board games and yearbooks, photographs that you have to hold by the edges, a delicious lasagna that Heather fixed, froze, and drove over, and a final draft of a book that I'd written in which there was a story about us. Everything I've ever written, I've read out loud to Vicky. When we were teenagers, I read her my diary over the phone. Vicky is what you call a good listener. Every time I look up from a page, the woman is rapt. When we see each other, she asks, "Do you have something to read to me?" If I do, she settles into a comfortable chair. If we're spending weekends at each other's homes, we leave our husbands in our marital beds and sleep together. And I read her to sleep. In my book, Southern Lady Code, Vicky appears for the first time in one of my stories. And so, for the first time, she'd be hearing me read to her about her. Together, we will forever be children.